Sales of existing homes dropped by 10.5% in the second quarter of this year as compared to the same time frame last year. But the president of the Wisconsin Realtors Association sees a silver lining. Bill Malkasian says the news isn't so bad when compared to first quarter figures.
What does that mean? It means that the first quarter we were down almost 20%. So the plummet of sales is lessening. The median price is holding reasonably well compared to national standards. And the first-time homebuyer credit is working.
That's the $8,000 federal tax credit first-time buyers may be eligible for. Malkasian says buyers are taking advantage of it, and that may indirectly be dragging down median home prices. That's because first-time buyers tend to opt for smaller, less expensive homes. The credit expires at the end of November. Malkasian says that deadline may bump up third and fourth quarter sales.
If you remember, last year, September 15th came, and it went downhill pretty bad. So we're pretty much predicting that the third and fourth quarter will probably be better than 08. And we have seen some preliminary June and July numbers and around the state, and they're obviously better than they were a year ago.
Overall, Wisconsin's median price dropped 10%, with the steepest decline in southeastern Wisconsin. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.